USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Trump promising tough sanctions on Iran now that the U.S. has pulled out of the nuclear agreement, telling a crowd in Elkhart, Indiana, the whole thing was an embarrassment. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying we need to prevent them from building a nuclear weapon.
Until we see that happen, we're going to continue to put maximum pressure, enormous sanctions on them. All of the sanctions that were in place before the deal are back in place.
Experts say Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could blow its top in the coming days, causing boulders and volcanic ash the size of refrigerators to rain down on surrounding areas. The volcano's been erupting for a week and has already destroyed more than 24 homes. The man officials believe to be the Golden State Killer is facing additional murder charges. The district attorney for Santa Barbara County bringing new charges against Joseph DeAngelo, the 72-year-old being held behind bars for several gruesome murders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Democrats not happy about the president's decision to pull out of the Iran nuclear deal. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi
destroy
saying
destroy the successful joint comprehensive plan of action gravely endangers our global security and defies comprehension.
Meantime, Israel strikes dozens of Iranian military bases in Syria after Iran missile attacks aimed at the Israeli state. Israel says the world needs to take action to stop the spread of Iranian military proxy wars throughout the Middle East. As Iran continues arming and training terrorists from Iraq to Syria and the Arabian Peninsula to try gaining power in the region. The U.S. believes the hunt for ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is drawing near conclusion as coalition forces arrest 5 top-ranking Islamic State members, including one that served as top aides to Baghdadi. U.S. forces believe Baghdadi is hiding out in ISIS's last remaining stronghold in Syria near the border with Iraq. And California, thinking about the idea of requiring all new construction to have solar panels. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The President and First Lady Melania Trump greeting 3 Americans freed by North Korean's leader Kim Jong-un. It happened early Thursday morning and follows the announcement that the upcoming meeting with Pyongyang would take place in Singapore. An E. coli outbreak blamed on romaine lettuce continues to spread. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The CDC issuing a Thursday report that reveals the outbreak has spread to 29 states, most recently to Florida, Minnesota, Texas, and North Dakota. One person's died, 148 others getting sick from it, including 64 people who've had to be hospitalized. The CDC has not released any new information about the Yuma, Arizona area farms, though, which may be connected to that contaminated lettuce or how it entered the food stream. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barr.
A Russian company that special counsel investigators accused of waging information warfare during the presidential election pleads not guilty to federal charges.
Two attorneys representing the firm Concord Management and Consulting appeared in court for an arraignment in Washington, D.C., pleading not guilty to charges including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. The indictment stemmed from an investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller into whether the Russian government meddled in the presidential election and whether the Trump campaign colluded in that effort. I'm Wendy King.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.